The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Open the curtain, please. We are introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
This is a superior product to products now on the market. Purell, competitor, New York State Clean. It has a very nice floral bouquet, little I detected, lilac, hydrangea, tulips, what does it smell like?
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing, social emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here and she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things, but it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child. And I know what I'm going to be met with. But Ms. Taylor, the CDC, we did not vote for people at the CDC. We did elect leaders who do create policy. We elected the five of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, and forcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 year old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My 6-year-old can't come up here and say this.
All righty, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys, spot on. I want to give her a standing ovation. That was a mother out of Georgia. Absolutely, 1,000% spot on. I love the fact that she's calling out the school board. All these school boards across the state, across this country, are hiding behind the governor, the CDC. The town didn't elect Andrew Cuomo or even DeSantis to run the school. They elected you, your school board members. Have a set of stones. Good for you. By the way, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. Glenn, you sent me that video earlier in the week, and I'm trying to share that as much as possible. For those of you who aren't friends of ours on Facebook or Twitter, please do so. Twitter, these social media platforms are just obviously left-wing, dirtbag, anything that is the not going to scare people. They don't want anything to do with, but we absolutely need to share this content as much as possible. But spot on from a mom in Georgia. Nice to see.
Well, I think it was Jim Jordan who was asking the question of Fauci, when does it end? At what point? What number?
Yeah.
Give us a number, doctor.
It's easy, Mr. Fauci. I love Jim Jordan. I love
right?
him.
At what point? He goes, well, I don't know. We have to see. What do we have to see? Give me a number. Is it 0.01%? Right. Is it 1%? Is it 5%? What is the number they don't want to tell us?
No.
Because they don't ever want to give the power back.
Nope.
Ever.
Ever.
That you look at what's going on in Michigan. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Portland mayor, did you see that one, Mike? Came out this week. We got to do something about this Antifa. Oh!
Now!
we do.
80% of the inner city's burned out, but you know what?
Oh.
Now it's approaching his house.
Right. Unbelievable. I mean, really, you cannot make this stuff up. It's just amazing to me that they did nothing under Trump. This was classic Cloward-Priven strategy,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Exactly what this was.
Break it
Overwhelm
down.
The system.
Yep.
Throw in a virus, count the deaths every single minute of
never,
every single day.
Never reset
right?
it. Like the flu, we would always
never
reset,
reset it.
Like, remember 2 years ago, we lost 80,000 yep. people from the flu, and then on January 1st, we reset
yep.
it. Yeah.
Yep. It burn our cities down. They focus on that. So, we have if Trump dares to go arrest anybody, call him the Gestapo, call him the stormtroopers, right? So they burn down cities across the country. They ram through last minute changes at the ballot box to allow all kinds of fraud and unverified signatures, right? Overwhelm the system was the strategy, and it's working.
And it's working.
It's still working.
Yep.
We have a person in the White House who doesn't even know where he is, right?
Right.
This is clearly Joe Obama's third term, no
yes.
question about it.
Yep.
They have rolled out the communist wish list like there's no tomorrow. DC a state. Right. Get rid of the pack the courts. Right. Get rid of the way that we do our elections. Right. Go to the popular vote. Right. I mean, just everything right down the list on their wish list. They're going to throw it on the table if one of them sticks. Right. If free open elections for all, where everyone can just mail in whatever. If that sticks, we're done.
Yeah.
If they pack the courts, we're done.
If they make
D.C. a state, we're done.
I will say this. They are relentless.
One
of the things that the conservatives somewhere, please find a little bit of this energy, because they are absolutely nonstop relentless. Let me just read something, by the way. For those of you that are friends of us on Facebook, once a week we post from First Trust some of the actual real COVID numbers out there. Between March and mid-October 2020, the number of mental health-related ER visits per 100,000 total visits rose from the year earlier period by 24% for 5 to 11-year-olds and 31% for 12 to 17-year-olds. So you COVID-in-the-box left-wing liberals that can't figure out the damage you're doing, and you say, well, you guys aren't taking me serious, and people are going to die of COVID. You know who's going to die? 31%, folks, from 12 to 17. That's what the mental health-related ER visits are up, from 12 to 17-year-old kids. 31%.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. And you got Gail Bernstein out there claiming that she's the victim, right? They're the victim now, right?
That's right.
They're the ones that are shutting down businesses, destroying people's lives, right?
Caught
but
lying
she's
again,
coming
by
out
the way.
Going, caught lying, yeah, that's exactly. Well, we're being chased down by dogs, and what they're doing is not right. Oh, I see. It's all about you and the health department workers. Is that right?
Well,
all you still getting paid and making overtime? We should feel bad for you guys?
What is she making, like $500,000 a year now?
Yeah,
like $400,000 or $500,000 bucks a year?
She buy the condo in Florida yet?
Yeah.
Did she buy her retirement home yet out of state?
Can't wait till we find her with private securities, armed guards watching her, right?
I'm
unreal.
Sure. Always about them.
Always about them. I want to hop on board 1-800-616-9236. 1-800-616-9236. Always an open mic session if you want to talk about you and your money as well. Of course, we do manage money. It's a Financial Guys Radio Network. Offices, Rochester, Batavia, and right here in Williamsville, New York. Use our team as a resource. Don't forget about our friends out there in Batavia as well. Keep them busy. We love you, Batavia folks. And we really appreciate you supporting our satellite office out there. Myself, Glenn, we all the whole team actually popping back and forth, Rochester, Batavia, and down in South Florida as well. A lot of you folks that are listening on radio.com, iHeartRadio. We have offices in the Jupiter, Florida area. Use our team as a resource. Again, if you want to hop on board here, please don't wait to the end of the show, folks. 1-800-616-9236. 7-year-old black girl shot and killed in McDonald's drive-thru. Oh, actually, no, that wasn't. She wasn't killed by a police officer. Forget it. We won't talk about
that.
Sorry
about forget
that.
It. The amount of
the
amount of depravity and violence that's going on in our cities is outrageous. And for some of these leaders, I mean, I hate to say it, I don't even want to call him a leader, but who's a basketball player? Who is that?
LeBron James,
yeah. Right? Comes out and says, "You're next," and he puts a picture of the police officer. What was
Unreal.
That guy supposed to do?
Right.
Right. I love it. I love these armchair quarterbacks. Well, he could have shot something into the air. Yeah, he could have karate chopped and flipped through the air like a ninja too. But I mean, come on.
And she could
Are you serious?
And she could have stabbed him. And maybe he doesn't go home to see his children that night.
Good
Lord. Unreal. I mean, what could possibly be
but
going
instead
through
of leading,
his, his little brain to think that? You know, that police officer, they really literally act like he just showed up and started shooting people for no reason at all.
Well,
they
that's what these race baiters do, though. But that's the story that they spread. Right. I watched a guy on Twitter. He had like a 250,000 followers. You're talking about somebody who's influential. And that's exactly the narrative he spun out there. They just showed up and started shooting.
Yep.
That's the way it was.
Yep.
I mean, sadly, what is going on in American homes where 13-year-olds are stabbing each other? Yes, that actually happened in another city, by the way. So for those that say, well, he should have done something different, there was literally a stabbing amongst, sadly, amongst teenage girls.
Yeah.
I think they were even younger, and the girl who was the stabbee died from the attack, right? What is the officer supposed to... I heard one guy say, well, he could have shot, you know, in the air. He could have shot a, you know... Yeah, he could have pulled up and shot a neighbor, too, but that wouldn't have helped the situation. Yeah. How about eliminating the threat?
He could have shot up in the air.
Seriously.
And then the bullet comes down and what? Killed somebody? These people are just mental midgets at a whole different level at this
point. But they're just race baiting, though. I mean, just race... Instead of coming out and or just keeping your mouth shut, LeBron, I mean, seriously,
well,
people look at you as a role model.
Right.
Come out and say, enough is... What should be, we should be using this, LeBron, right, as an opportunity to ask ourselves, what is going on in American households and inner cities where girls are stabbing each other?
Yeah.
This is not normal behavior, folks, and I'm not going to accept it as normal.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, that's a little peaceful, but kind of a little stabby, but peaceful. No, this is not normal.
A little stabby,
these are not normal
peaceful.
Things.
I'll tell you.
Crazy.
And you nailed it in a sense. What the problem is with the inner city is 75% of these kids are growing up without a dad. And if LeBron wanted to make a difference, he would start talking to some of these inner city people about stop being sperm donors and start being fathers.
That should be the narrative, though. We have an opportunity here. You have an opportunity to start that conversation
about how
do we fix these households? And yet that's not the narrative. The narrative is don't look over here.
Yeah.
The police officer did something wrong. Don't look over here.
If you're
America is inherently racist.
And you don't know where your child is tonight. Let's start there.
Unreal.
Let's sneak in Mike Spirazza, and we're going to get to the phone lines. Fred and Darcy up on deck. Love to see some new names. 1-800-616-9236. Mike Spirazza, head of our home and auto division, shopping over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy. A liberal could do it. Mr. Spirazza, how are you, sir?
Great. How you guys doing?
We are wonderful. Tell us about, you know, you texted me this morning. Sometimes we talk about what we're sort of like a show prep, which is, hey, what do you want to talk about, Mike? Or, hey, what do you want to talk about, Glenn? But you said, I want to talk a little bit about identity fraud protection and recent scams. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so I've had a lot of different clients call and prospects call and ask about what's going on with they're getting notices from the DMV that their insurance is canceled. It actually just happened to my father. He had a notice from Geico or from the DMV that his Geico auto insurance canceled. He hasn't had Geico in his life. So people are setting up insurance accounts in other people's names with their vehicles. And I don't know if I want to call it getting hacked, but people are starting to get, their identity taken for auto insurance now.
Unreal.
This is a little bit of a problem for two reasons. One, because your insurance, then you got to prove to the DMV that you have insurance. But two, you also don't want to make sure you don't lose, you know, your security, right? Your social security number, your date of birth, and whatnot. And what we're being told a lot of it is for to collect unemployment insurance. People using this stuff to collect further unemployment and government funding, which is even worse.
Wow.
I thought maybe it was illegal aliens that we gave all driver's license to but couldn't qualify for insurance. Is that part of it? I'm serious.
Well,
is that part of it? Or
not heard? I have not heard that yet, but I would not be surprised. Because
most of our predictions do come true, so let's write that one down.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's scary, but, you know, to your point, and this is why I think it's so important, you know, there's a lot of, quote, online independent insurance agencies that you can go to and you can shop insurance, but you don't get somebody like you who can shop insurance but also really be there to answer the phone, answer questions, and to me that's big, right? I mean, you're bringing the old school, hey, we've got this insurance agency that can help you answer your questions, make sure you've got the right coverage, and make sure there's somebody there for you. On top of it, we can shop over 25 companies to save you money, right?
And let me go, that's a great point, Mike, because that's actually what happened to my dad.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Signed up the insurance in my dad's name, did not even call in or anything. They did everything online, and my dad found that out because he called Geico and asked him what happened. They did everything online and did not speak to anybody, and that's what's scary, that you can get hacked without even, you know, proving anything. And I want to mention, too, some companies, and we work with a lot of them, have protection for this kind of thing. They'll help you get out of it. They'll help you fix it. And some even pay for expenses if, in fact, there's, you know, an expense due to you due to being hacked. So,
Mike, I know you're busy. Just before I let you go, a lot of business owners we've been helping out to. What I like is, and we say this every week, we get to work with people that think like us. If you own a business or, you know, just auto home, you want help, you want to work with an independent conservative thinking team. And, you know, we have a conservative safe space, Rochester, Batavia, and here in Williamsville, New York, and down in South Florida. But a lot of business owners, you've been helping them insure their buildings and their, you know, their investments, which is their business, right?
Yeah, we've done a lot. We've actually been working with a lot of grocery stores recently. We have a connection that owns a few grocery stores. You know, these things are your most important asset for most people, these businesses that you own, because without your business, you don't have income anymore. So it's extremely important not only to make sure you're covered properly, but also not overpay. God forbid, you know, you stay with the same company for so long and you end up paying, you know, 50%, 100%, 200% more than you really should be. And now is the time to save some money on both business and personal insurance.
That's right. And, you know, it's just the season for RVs, boats, right? Classic cars. Mike can help you with all that. Give him 14 minutes. Let him shop over 25 companies to save you money. Mr. Spraz, I'll let you go, buddy. I know you're busy. We're along here in the segment, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. 1-800-833-FIN-GUYS. 833-FIN-GUYS. No matter where you are, Mike can help. Darcy, Fred, up on deck. 1-800-616-9236. Hop on board now. Again, 1-800-616-9236. Financial Guys Radio Network. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. Don't turn the dial.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics, and over 20 years of being here in front of the mic, and we appreciate every single one of you. Thank you so much for allowing us to do what we've done. The left has not kicked us off yet, although they try. Yeah,
they try,
man. Every single week, boy, you should see the stuff that comes into our office Monday through Friday. And they are relentless. So some of you Republican conservatives out there, let's find a little bit of this relentlessness, and let's use it to make smaller government, right? That's
there's
the key.
There's no offense.
No.
The problem with the Republicans, there's no offense,
nope.
Right? What do the Republicans stand for right now? Can you answer that question?
Right.
What do they stand for? Nothing.
Nothing.
They're the what is the Republican platform right now?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I guess strong borders maybe, but what do they fight? They're always on defense. Is my point.
That's right.
Always playing
defense.
If
we went, think about the first 2 years of the Trump presidency. If we went as far right as they went far left. When they get back into office, they have a much bigger hill to climb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we don't do that, right? We don't dismantle 100% Obamacare. We don't really truly cut the personal income tax rates, right? We don't really do this stuff. You know, we massage it to make it look like it. Well, we lowered the personal income tax, but we took away your deductions, on and on and on. By the way, if you have a chance, I do not ever, ever, ever purchase the Buffalo News. It is left here in studio. But a candidate says Democratic chairman told her she's not what a sheriff looks like.
Oh,
so
okay.
Kimberly Beatty, who has more than 30 years in law enforcement. Now, Kim happens to be a black woman. Apparently, that's not what the Democrat Party is looking for in a sheriff. you know, would the real racist party please stand up? Because it is the Democrats.
Well,
it is the Democrat Party. Sad.
Know. You mentioned Obamacare before, and we're going to talk a little bit later about capital gains proposal, which caused the markets to reel on Thursday. You know, we're talking about, you know, he's going, well, let's go back to, you know, 45%, 40%,
yeah.
40%,
well,
right?
And anybody that makes more than $1 million, right? So
right. Well, that's the thing. We said, you know, if you want to go after, you know, Warren Buffett,
yeah,
Bill Gates,
sure,
right? How about you start at $1 billion and up, right?
That's right.
It's always, it'll be $1 million the proposal. By the time it's done, it'll be $500,000, it'll be $250,000, right?
Well,
just
no,
above what they make.
But, yeah, he makes four, Glenn, so it'll just,
yeah,
like
okay,
the personal
so
income tax. Yep,
yeah.
401.
Well, you know what else starts around that level? The 3.8% Obamacare's capital gains surcharge that everybody above about that level pays,
yep,
which never went away, right?
Right.
So there again, and to your point, Mike, we got Obamacare, and the Republicans are pounding their chest like, well, for the most part, we dismantled it. Mm. Yeah, except for the tax part.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the part you forgot about, right?
Yeah.
The cost and expenses. Everybody over, right?
We dismantled all the benefits. We're just still paying.
That's
for
right.
It. Oh, okay.
Just, exactly. So, yeah, so if you're over a certain income level, I want to say it's like $250,000 and maybe $350,000, somewhere in that range. You pay an additional 3.8% capital gains rate. So if we go back to 39.6 for the, you know, people over $1 million, and plus you add on the Obamacare, you're at 43-44%.
Yeah, yeah.
In capital gains.
And here's what the left always misses, right? Well, these people that make over $1 million, they can afford it. Yes, they can, but let me tell you, they don't. Here's what they do. They put tax-deferred chassis now around when instead of paying 20%, now they're going to pay zero, right? They're going to defer that. They're going to use opportunity zones to try to offset that, right?
Mm-hmm. The problem with the capital gains, though, is that if starting at $1 million, any sizable, not even sizable, any small business, mm-hmm, right, that's not like a tiny, tiny business,
yeah,
is going to sell for a multiple of $2-4 million, probably.
Right? Yep.
A couple, you know, 2-3 times multiple. It's, let's say you're pulling down $800,000 in revenue, and you go 3 times that, you're at, you know, a $2-point-something million, right? $2.4 million, right? Now that's going to be, you're going to, that's capital gains, right?
Yep.
Part of it's income, part of capital gains. Now you're going to lose half of that business sale to the government.
What'll exactly happen is that sale will not go through, and economic growth will suffer, right? Mm-hmm. They never ever get it. All right, Darcy and Fred and Kevin, I promise you, we're going to take a very short break. I'm going to go across the hall, figure out what's going on here locally. And do we still do that locally on Saturdays? Do we go across the hall? Nobody's across the hall. Well, we sort of do. Yeah. Okay. All right. Get any matching face diapers this week, Frank? No? No new face diapers? Okay. Real quick break. I promise we're going to hit the phone lines hard on the other side. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. We do manage money for a living. If you think like us, it's a conservative safe zone. Rochester, Batavia, here in Williamsville, New York, down in South Florida, for those of you that have escaped the communist state of New York. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. Place where money meets politics. Want to hop on board? Somebody hangs up, your cue to call in. We have full bank of calls now, 1-800-616-9236. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. And use this as a resource. By the way, don't forget about our independent AHIP certified Medicare reps. We have certified Social Security claiming strategists. And we have a separate arm called Independent Solutions that just manages money. Chartered financial analysts, John Thurr, Paul Meeks, Dave Mariocher on the team. Paul, a regular on CNBC almost weekly. So bringing Wall Street to Main Street for you folks. Offices, Rochester, Batavia, Williamsville, New York, and down in South Florida. And don't forget about our podcast. We release our podcast every Tuesday. And if you want more of the Financial Guys, and we do appreciate every single one of you, thank you for being a part of this conservative safe space that we've built. But again, don't forget about our podcast, iHeartRadio, basically anywhere you find podcasts. So
right,
we're there. Let's you cool with going through the phone lines
the phone
here, Glenn?
Yep.
We got a lot of people waiting here. Let's start with Darcy in Buffalo. How are you, Darcy?
I'm well. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm good. My question is, for a while I've been preparing to sell my biggest asset, which is my home in Western New York, and then thinking I'm going to rent and find a red state that I like to live in and rent until I find something. So the prices, it just keeps getting hotter and hotter. You know, the prices are going higher for the houses. However, I'm starting to look at the rest of the economic landscape and going, oh my gosh, it feels like our buying power is diminishing, like the price of cars and various things. My question is, how does one hedge if you have cash, let's say $50,000, $100,000? What's the best thing to hold for like 5 years? Because I feel like this is going to get worse before it gets better because of, you know, the policies of the Biden administration.
Yeah, I agree with you. You want to tackle that, Glenn? You want me to?
Yeah, sure. I mean, really, you want to own capital assets like houses and cars and stocks, things that are going to inflate, right? So you nailed it on the head. We're going through a time where we're losing purchasing power. That's classic inflation. And for the Fed and to continue to come out and say, we don't see any inflation here, I don't know. I don't understand, because, again, like,
fuel,
you just nailed it, right?
Food.
Lumber.
Yeah.
A sheet of plywood is almost $100 now for a sheet of plywood.
Crazy.
I mean, to a point where the, you know, prices have gone through the roof. Cash is the worst place to be. Lots of people look at this kind of market and go, well, you know, it can't go much higher, or things got to go a different direction. Unfortunately, you know, cash, if we continue with an inflationary type of environment, is just going backwards, right? So even at 2 or 3% inflation, which is modest considering that, you know, in a lot of pockets, again, inflation is way more than that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at what's going on with lumber. You have a time right now in certain commodities that you could call this hyperinflation, right?
Yes.
I mean,
steel.
When lumber triples in the last 6 months, you know, but unfortunately, you've got to somehow, you know, find a way to continue to own those capital assets so that you can at least participate with that upside.
But
you
but know? Be or, smart with it, Darcy. If you've got a 5-year time frame, it doesn't mean you're not well diversified, and you can do that. There's a lot of tools out there. We talk about this all the time now, that technology has been the ultimate equalizer when it comes to investing, and there's tons of tools out there that can allow you to really, truly invest $100,000 with tons of diversification. So whether it's corporate bonds or some stocks or real estate, as Glenn said, all these different things you can have bundled together to try to earn a little higher rate of return. And as I'm doing reviews with clients, I've been saying, hey, look, at stock market can go higher, bond market can go higher, and our investments might feel good, right? But inflation might be, you know, the silent thief there, where we say, hey, look, our stocks and bonds have doubled over the last so many years, and maybe they continue to do that, but our purchasing power is eroding. But to your point, you got to try to keep up with it the best you can. If you want to pop into our office, Darcy, use our team as a resource. We can walk you through some homework, okay?
And we have a seminar, I believe, this Wednesday night on escaping New York. You may want to check
that out. Is that this Wednesday? Awesome.
I think it is this Wednesday.
Awesome.
It's next Wednesday. It's next couple of weeks for
sure. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, and you can track down all those workshops that we're doing. And, of course, if you want to pop in, 833-FIN-GUYS. I'm just going to continue with the phone lines. Fred in Lewiston. How are you, Fred?
We're very well, thank you. I guess I'm a little more pessimistic because I'm recently retired, and I am pretty satisfied with where my retirement accounts are in various portfolios that I have them. But we haven't had a recession in this country since 2008, and I keep asking myself, something's got to drop with all of what the Fed pumped.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, COVID just dropped the economy down by the biggest retraction in history.
But before that, you could say 08.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I we're going to have the biggest recovery in history, because of it wasn't what I would call, well, I don't think it was a true recession where a bubble burst or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just thinking, where do you guys see things happening? Should we be more conservative with our money? Should we be more aggressive with our money?
So I'm going to give you an answer from some of our chartered financial analysts. One of them, John Thurr, and John, I'm not speaking for him, but he obviously educates us. John comes up with models, and as the stock market gets weaker, so give you an example. When the Dow went from 29,000 to 18,000, John's models to us. He doesn't say, you know, I want you to invest this way. It's just a predictability indicator. He was way overweighted in the possibility that stocks would do better than bonds, right? Now, most people say obvious. He's about 50-50 right now, and part of that is because we've got massive amounts of stimulus out there, right? And I'm not talking the $1,400 checks that people got. I'm talking the PPP money that they just, I mean, you're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars, billions, trillions have been
billions,
just flooded
raining down
into the economy, right? And when you look at the stock market, to have the stock market go up, you need buyers, but you also need cash. You know, that's like racing fuel for the economy, and there's lots of it out there, right? I continue to say, though, we are a service-oriented economy, and you got to get those face diapers off. We got to get people going and living again to get the expansion and get that money back out, right? So I would be, if it was me, in a position of asset allocation, are we conservative, are we middle of the road or aggressive? We're sort of leaning to more of a middle-of-the-road type of approach where you're extremely diversified and balanced and not 100% allocated in the stock market.
Yeah, let me just add, if I could, our latest investment committee that we meeting that we had, you know, the all of the CFAs, all of our analysts, Paul and John and Dave and so on, they're all of kind of in the same line of thinking that the latter half of this year, because of pent-up demand, right, so many people unable to travel to see their loved ones, so many people unable to go on cruises, go to, you know, sporting events, movie theaters, so on and so forth, that there's that demand is going to help to continue to keep this economy going. Now, what would the caveat downside to that would be if we don't continue on the path of reopening? I mean, we have a situation where if you are an adult in America today and you want the vaccine, you can get the vaccine, right? By 2 weeks from now or a couple, maybe 1 week, 3 weeks, whatever, within a matter of weeks, every adult in this country that wants the vaccine should be able to get it. At that point, why are we still having restrictions on outdoor venues? Why are we having restrictions on indoor venues? Those that have decided not to take the vaccine have made their choice. It's their life to live, right? I don't understand. So that's my concern, right? Do we get to the latter half of this year where the expectation is, oh, we're going to get back to normal, but yet we don't, right? And there's a whole bunch of articles here that we're going to talk about maybe in a bit. You know, Oregon seeking to keep the mask mandate indefinitely.
Michigan
looking to keep the business restrictions indefinitely. Look, if the government can shut down your business on a whim anytime, that's going to make a difficult recovery because people start saying, boy, maybe I don't book that cruise. Maybe I don't want to book that vacation because I might lose my money and not get the money back on that thing, right?
Yeah.
That's where you're going to have some real issues if we go down that path. I'm hoping that's not the case. I'm hoping common sense prevails. I'm hoping that we have a Biden and a Democrat now in the White House, and so they want to actually not destroy the economy anymore. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope that helps.
Great call, John. Thanks for Fred. Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's sneak in one more here. We've got Kevin, John, and Dave up on deck. If you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. Let's welcome Dave in South Buffalo. How are you, Dave?
I'm fine. Great show, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm out there recruiting for you. I just turned my eldest daughter on to you. She's been a steady listener for the last 6 months. She loves you.
Thank you.
As I turned you on today, I was immediately hearing the story about that. The poor black woman that doesn't look like a sheriff.
Right.
Yeah, it's unreal, right?
Yeah, no. Well, no, it's actually quite predictable because the similarities between the Nazi Party in Germany in the early 30s to the 40s is very similar to the way the Democrat Party operates now. And I'll reference a meeting that happened between the higher-ranking Nazi Party. It's called the Conference of Wannsee. It's where the Nazi Party decided how to manage, govern, and use the final solution to some of their problems within their country. And they realized they had a problem identifying lineage, family ethnic lineage, for the Jews. And as a result of their failure to be able to do that, they boiled everything down to the way you look. So the end result was, if you were German and you looked like you were Jewish, you went to the ovens. Consequently, on the other end, if you were Jewish and you looked like you were German, you were spared. This happened across the boards with all stridents of the partitions of society there. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary. It's very important, and people should look at it, and the takeaway should be that there's similarities now that are very, very much reminiscent of that period. That's a very ugly part.
Well, you'd have to have a government that's willing to take your guns and take over health care. I don't see the Democrats doing that.
Yeah.
Well, they're going for that, too. So, I mean, the more information, the more educated people can be, the better off they are to withstand this and fight it.
Yeah. Well,
yep. You're totally right.
Disgusting right. that the Democrat Party would look at her and say she doesn't fit the right look.
But that's everything with the Democrat Party. Everything is about classes and envy
yep.
and pitting each other together, you know, against
yep.
each other.
Yep.
And
how about
you can't
the right
get there
candidate?
Because you didn't build that, yeah. and somebody else is taking from you. I mean, it's all about the politics of envy, which is right out of the communist playbook.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. We got to take a quick break here. We've got Kevin and John up on deck. If you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. There's a few open spots here. 1-800-616-9236. If you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money. 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about our healthcare team. If you have a small business, medium business out there, you need help with health insurance, healthcare, we've got Brian Janik. Our Medicare team, turning 65, you need to think of the financial guys. Offices, Rochester, Batavia, Williamsville, New York, and down in South Florida. And so if you need our help, use our team as a resource. It's a conservative, safe zone. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, real quick break. We'll come back with your phone calls. Again, 1-800-616-9236.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Conlegal Financial Guys, a place where money meets politics. If you want to hop on board, do not wait until the end of the show, folks. Every week, calls come in 3 o'clock, and Esther Galusa, tax lady, takes over. 1-800-616-9236. I'm laughing because there's a Buffalo News left here, and it says restaurants put COVID lessons into practice as season ramps up. What have restaurants learned? I'll tell you what they've learned. They've learned that the state of New York is not the place to open up a restaurant.
Right.
That's what they've
Clearly.
Learned. They've learned that Clearly. The health department and the liquor authority are communist nutjobs. That's what they've learned. They've learned that if I was a restaurant owner, and I would have learned that I'd be moving to South Florida. That's where my next restaurant would be opened, or Texas, or somebody put it where there's common sense and they don't destroy the very asset that I've built up. That's what they've learned. That's my prediction.
I actually believe that the only reason we're as open as we are is because it's a distraction from Cuomo's sexual harassment.
No
scandal,
doubt.
Right.
So no doubt.
As,
yeah.
as each woman came forward, it was like, oh, now we'll go to maybe 11 o'clock curfew from 10 o'clock. Yay! Look at me, you're a benevolent leader.
I might if we one more comes forward and we're going to be able to have a beer without chicken wings. Oh, and I meant a meal. Yeah. Sorry, not chicken wings. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But some of these restrictions, like, you know, I mentioned Oregon. This is Michigan. This is what Whitmer told people. Now, figure out if you can, you know, see what's wrong with this statement here. Governor Whitmer told the viewers of Face the Nation that, quote, we're seeing a surge in Michigan despite the fact we have some of the strongest policies in place. Mask mandates, capacity limits, working from home. We've asked our state for a 2-week pause.
Unreal.
Now, do you think that maybe she could pull her head out of wherever it is and realize that if you've had, despite the fact that we've had the strongest policies in place.
You can't make it up, folks.
Now, look at Texas.
Right.
Look at Florida.
Right.
Texas opened weeks ago with zero restrictions, including no more masks for businesses, and they're at record low COVID.
Yeah. Texas
Florida
Rangers.
Florida has been that way for a long time.
Texas
what
Rangers.
What don't you people get?
Texas Rangers welcomed a crowd of 38,000 fans. So they were the first one to have a 100% open stadium. Right. And we were told, by the way, that 2 weeks later, that was going to be devastating.
Yeah, uh-huh,
and now
sure.
Fauci, by the way, they've questioned Fauci on this, and he just can't figure it out. He goes, well, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know why. But so,
maybe because they're all eating outside, he said. Maybe because they're eating outdoors. You're an idiot, Fauci.
You're an idiot.
Seriously.
You're a real idiot.
But
yeah.
this is what Governor Whitmer wants, right? She's drafting a proposal to make the rules permanent.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
basically, once adopted, would impose indefinite mandate for employees and customers to wear face masks, among other things, right?
Yeah. Now,
she wants the record keeping and all. She wants to be able to shut down your business at a whim.
Yep.
That'll help.
And for those of you who missed the beginning of this, mental health related ER visits per 100,000 rose from the year earlier period by 24% for children 5 to 11 and 31% for folks 12 to 17. Those suicides are on you folks on the left, by the way. That's you folks. Terrible. That's strap a diaper on a kid's face for 8 hours in school.
Yeah, take it away from their kids. Separate them. Don't let them get together. You know, it's really ridiculous, right? You go to a school, if you're allowed to even watch a play, you watch a play where the kids on stage have to have masks on, and then you realize that they're at each other's houses for the after party.
Right.
They're together every single weekend. What don't administrators in schools get?
Just an ounce of common sense. Somebody have an ounce of common sense.
Just a smidgen.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Don't overwhelm us. Just a little.
Yeah, just a smidgen.
Just a smidge. Let's go back to the phones. Want to hop on board again? 1-800-616-9236. Let's welcome Kevin in Jamestown. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, guys, I want to talk about Cuomo. Where the hell is this investigation going?
Well, he's blocking the data. Did you see the latest? Cuomo administration blocks release of nursing home data, citing privacy, personal privacy.
Privacy, right.
So, I'm sorry, were you referring to the other investigation, the sexual harassment one? Which investigation? You're going to have to specify, Kevin. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
is it the nursing home, the sexual harassment? Which one?
It's a sexual harassment.
Okay, and which one are we talking? Man. One or eight or nine or which one?
They're waiting for a baker's dozen of whims to finally convict that son of a gun.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Don't worry though, the FBI is investigating. They're right on top of things. They'll get to the bottom of it. I assure you.
Yeah.
If the FBI and the Justice Department weren't completely in the tank for the Democrats and corrupt to the core, right? You'd have Hunter Biden would be in jail. Biden would be in jail. Hillary Clinton would be in jail.
Yeah.
Right. How many other people would be in jail right now for the obvious crimes we know that they have committed, right?
Yep.
And yet they get off scot-free.
Yep.
It's amazing. I'm going to switch to the Democrat Party I can go, maybe loot a store or something with impunity.
Well, you could open up a solar plant down at the city of Buffalo, and you could redirect some of the money from the contractor that gets the bid into your coffer. And then you could hire your family and friends. And,
that's a way better idea. I'm not the looting type.
Yeah, no.
I like that a lot more.
No,
yeah,
that's way better. That for sure. That's way better. Right. And then what do you have in your coffer? Like $100 million? And you can just, get a job at CNN after.
Kevin, final thought. I'm confident that the FBI will get to the bottom of it. I really am.
Yeah. I will say this, though. All of us listening, try to support Lee, who's running as a Republican candidate. He seems like a quality guy. And, I know it's a Hail Mary, but, look at – we've been Bills fans for a long time. We've lost on Hail Mary passes. You know they once in a while do work. So let's try to support this guy the best we can. Final thoughts, Kev.
I just went to Walmart to talk about inflation. The milk went from $1.89 to $2.40.
All right. Well, hey, Walmart's a safe spot. You're not going to get COVID there. So watch out for the nail salon and the restaurant next door. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, have a good week.
All right, you too. Thanks.
It's milk, it's gas, it's lumber, it's building supplies, it's concrete, it's automobiles, homes, stock prices, steel.
Everything but your Social Security, by the way. And we talked about this for the last few years. One of the ways they'll fix Social Security is by inflating the wear out of this mess. A 1% raise this year, 1.3, but what is gasoline up by, like 30%? Let's welcome John in Rochester. How are you, John?
Hey, guys, you guys are on fire today.
Oh, thank you.
You're getting me pumped.
Not in a Portland way, right?
not in a BLM way, right? No. Antifa, no.
But you were talking about LeBron James. And here's a guy I used to root for when he got that championship for Cleveland. That was such a cool.
Comes back to his hometown. It's a great story, right?
Sports history. But the guy, I got to tell you, he's ignorant. He's ignorant. He's reading and believing this hogwash that comes out of these newspapers. Like locally here, we have the Democrat and Chronicle. We have the WXXI NPR station here. They're race baiters. It's unbelievable. He's ignorant of what the real facts are. In a way, I don't think LeBron James knows the history of the Democratic Party.
No.
No. He doesn't know his own history. You kidding me?
Right.
No. They don't teach history.
None of them know the history of the Democrat Party, right?
No.
I mean, here's a party that they were the they were the slavery party.
Right.
The Republicans were the anti-slavery party.
Right. Right.
And this persisted for into the 1960s.
Look,
We won't fix race relations in this country until we actually start having some leadership.
Yep.
It was the Democrats that fought it right to the end. Robert Byrd, the Democrats like that. Unbelievable.
We need to focus on the real problems with both the white and black in the inner city, and that's the loss of the family structure and fathers in the home, right? We have sperm donors, not fathers.
The problem is the media lets them get away with it. The media's not calling out LeBron James for running to the exam. In fact, a lot of the media outlets ran to the exact same conclusions.
Yeah.
We've busted multiple times these outlets. CBS doctored a video where they took the knife out of the kid's hand. That would sadly was shot. The 13
is that unreal?
Shot by the police officer.
Is that is unreal?
Seriously,
they took the knife. They doctored the photo to take the knife out of the kid's hand.
Why would they do that? Right, right. The media themselves are fanning the flames along with the Democrat Party for racial strife in this country.
And they throw it out.
Warfare.
They throw it out. Even if they do correct it, it's too late. It's too late.
In this way, that we don't watch what they're stealing from us, right? Watch how wealthy these people in Washington get.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You go to Washington as a good conservative, and as soon as you get there, they stuff your pocket with an envelope full of cash, and you shut your mouth, right? And you vote right along party lines. So you can get every little bit. Look, this is America elite and the politicians and the bureaucrats against everybody else that pays for it in this country and against those that don't want to.
Government,
those are the sides that we got.
Government is big business, and business is good. John, we'll give you the final thought, bud.
Listen, we had a situation here in Rochester, a little controversy. This Pittsburgh school district came out and said in one of their history classes, I guess, that some of the slaves that came from Africa were under the impression that they would be free when they came to the United States. Well, they came under a lot of hassle from the Democrat and Chronicle and the NPR station saying that was a racist statement to make. Yet the real story is the Africans that were selling the slaves in Africa were black Africans who were slaveholders themselves.
Yep.
Well,
that doesn't fit the current race-baiting agenda that the mainstream media wants to get out there, right?
There's still slavery in Africa today. It's sad. It's between the Muslims and the indigenous black folks there. It's terrible what's going on there. And yet, we manufacture problems here, right? There's real problems over there. There's serious issues in places like Libya where they actually have an active slave market. Oh, by the way, who abandoned Libya? Oh, yeah, that was the Obama administration along with Hillary Clinton, right?
Yeah, and what country?
Things, let's go fix things.
What country ended it, right? Well, the country that ended it is our flag, America, white and black folks that have passed away fighting for that freedom.
It's lunacy.
Yep, now we've got people like LeBron that don't even want to stand for that flag. It's disgusting. Got to let you go, John. Thanks, buddy. All right, we've got Teresa, Dean, Kevin up on deck. I promise we're going to get to you right after the break. A very short break. You've got Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the Financial Guys. One more hour to go. If you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. If you think like us and you want to use our team of investment professionals, Medicare experts, home and auto, give us 14 minutes and let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy, a liberal could do it. Use our team as a resource, folks. Offices Rochester, Batavia, Williamsville, New York, and down in South Florida. And a real quick break, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. We'll be back.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
To heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
And thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. Need us throughout the week, folks. 833-FIN-GUYS, offices out in Rochester, Batavia, and here in Williamsville, New York. and down in South Florida. So use our team as a resource. If you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. Again, 1-800-616-9236. We'll go back to the phone lines here in a second. You know, Governor Ron DeSantis doing an awesome job, signs Florida's controversial, I don't know why this is controversial,
right,
anti-rioting bill into law. I don't know, is there a certain race of people that like rioting? Or I mean, I think everybody likes their house not spray painted and their business windows not kicked in. To me, it doesn't seem too controversial.
You know, I'd love to play some of the sound clips that I've gathered throughout the week, but I can't because there are, you know, F-bombs and all kinds of swearing. It's the rioting and the assaults on police, the assaults on restaurateurs. There's people sitting in a restaurant in New York City this week, and they all gather around and scream, "We don't want you here! Get out!" I mean, what do you expect is going to happen? I mean, in all honesty, there's going to be nobody left to pay the actual bills in places like New York City. And when you listen to, for those of you that have to listening in the Buffalo market, I mean, could ABC News be any more one-sided? Well, the police are racist no matter what. Why
right.
just say it, right?
Right.
That the police don't do what you want. It's just amazing. They're talking about the situation where the girl was stabbing another girl.
Right.
And they literally said, well, there's really no circumstances where they need to really pull up and really assess the situation and blah, 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 blah.
She's getting
stabbed.
What are
you talking about?
What are you assessing?
If I call the police because someone's going to stab me and they show up a second before I'm going to get stabbed, I do not want them to have a conversation, try to de-escalate the situation, fire a shot in the air, or decide that they're going to try to use a taser.
Yeah.
I want them to stop the threat against my life.
That's
and
right.
That's what that officer. He
that's
should
right.
be held as a hero for making a split second. I watched the whole video where he pulls up on the scene.
Absolutely
right?
is a hero.
And let me tell you, it's a chaotic scene. There's multiple people fighting. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Right.
He's by himself, and he got all kinds of bystanders around. And he hits the person he's intending to, and nobody else is injured.
Right.
He's a hero.
Hero. Hero.
He's a hero in any regular world except in the Democrat world, right?
That's
in
right.
In the twisted minds of, oh, my God, this fits our narrative. You cannot look at what's going on and be honest with yourself and say this is not absolutely intentionally race-baiting by media and their accomplices in the Democrat Party.
Disgusting.
And they're tied, by the way, right into the Communist Party.
Yeah.
They really are.
And many of these communities, this is obvious, need the police more than anything, right? And these police officers you're putting these police officers in a very rough position. What do they do next time when they show up somebody getting stabbed? Do they walk away? Do they call a counselor?
We're not going to have police left.
No.
And that's what the left wants. And if we have no more local police, which are accountable to local communities, then the government can institute the centralized police. We have that now with the FBI, right? The FBI Washington Bureau is out there tweeting, going, "Do you know this? Do you know this little old lady that might have been on the Capitol grounds? We're looking for her."
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
why don't you look for the people who are inciting a riot in Minneapolis or in Baltimore?
That's right.
Crazy.
That's right. And by the way, LeBron's James neighborhood, his neighborhood will be safe regardless, right?
Sure. Of course.
He will have his own private security up and down the streets with him and his other, you know, billionaire friends. The suburbs will be safer than ever. Some of these inner city communities that are already unsafe, right?
Yeah.
Shootings up 200% in the city of Buffalo are just going to get less safe.
Who does this benefit? Oh, I know, the Chinese Communist Party, because we're no longer paying any attention to them, right?
No.
And for those that say, oh, you're crazy, Glenn, that screams Russia, Russia, Russia with no evidence whatsoever, CNN, this from the National Poll, CNN's Fareed Zakaria met with Chinese Communist Party think tank linked to favorable coverage junkets. Okay, they're meeting with these different think tanks. Zakaria visited the government-affiliated Shanghai Institutes for International Studies. I can give you 15 examples of Democrats going into Chinese Communist Party think tanks, and then they come out with the groupthink in the media, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've all heard these montages. I can play one after the break, or I can play one before the break.
Yeah.
You've all heard these montages, right, where they all repeat the exact same thing.
Yep.
Where do they get that from?
Yeah.
Right? They're all speaking in unison. We are at the point now, folks, where the propaganda is unbelievable, and the narrative.
Well, CNN got busted, right? I mean, Project Veritas busted them the other day. Yes,
flat out.
We know it's propaganda. They know it. They know
it. And look at what happened. CNN and colluded with the mainstream, rest of the mainstream media.
How are they not off the air?
It is blacklisted.
Yeah,
but it's black. Nobody knows about that story.
No.
They took him off of Twitter in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And it's not, that Project Veritas story has not even really been played on Fox that very should much be outside news. Of maybe Tucker Carlson.
Top news across the nation. Yep.
They should asked be the gone. Question, folks. Go to our Twitter feed, at FinGuys. You can find all this stuff. They asked the undercover reporter asked the question, could you explain propaganda for me? And the CNN director uses Matt Gaetz, they're reporting on Matt Gaetz, as the example. Yeah. A propaganda, literally. Yeah. I can't make this stuff up. Amazing.
Let's go back to the phones here. Somebody texted us and they said, I've been listening to your show for over 30 years. Well, that's good because we've only been on for a little over 20, but I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, though.
And your talk is cheap and you talk about the same things. Boy, man, that's pretty you're a pretty committed listener guys. If you don't.
I know, I love it. Seriously,
think I have listened to you weekly for 20-something years and you stink. Okay. Well, I appreciate your dedication. I assure you our ratings are – We love that. Thanks. Thank you. Hopefully we got another 20 of your attention. Let's go back to the phones here. Let's welcome. I'm just going to go in order. Teresa, how are you, Teresa?
Hi, good to talk with you guys.
You too.
Thank you. So I've got a great antidote for all of the wacky stuff going on. Did you guys happen to hear of the Health and Freedom Conference that was held in Tulsa, Oklahoma last week?
I did not.
Okay, well, you guys need to look this up. Look it up on either, like, the Health Ranger Report or Brighteon.com. So here's what it was. It was 4,000 people gathered in a tight space, maskless, listening to fantastic speakers such as Mike Flynn, Dr. Simone Gold, who had the FBI show up at her house and raid after January 6th, Dr. Christine Northrup, Lynn Wood, Mike Lindell. They had lawyers who have volunteered to work with communities to help them fight mask mandates, and they've been successful. So the videos are all available online, and it's phenomenal. I would urge anybody who is freedom thinking to listen, because that's what they talk about. They talk about the truth. They talk about the medical truth behind it. And they talk about our God-given rights as a free people, how all of this goes against it.
Yep.
Give me that website again, Teresa.
The really cool thing is this guy who ran it, his name is Clay Clark. He runs something called Thrive Time. I never heard of it, but apparently he's popular. And he will travel around the country and replicate this for anybody who will provide a pastor. Maybe that helps them with religious freedom to get in places. A pastor who has a church with more than 2,000 seats. Will handle the tickets, the security, everything.
Wow. What's the website again?
It is. You can look it up on healthranger.com, Health Ranger Report, Health Ranger Report, or Brighteon, Brighteon.com.
And
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cool. And I'm telling you, these speakers were so truthful, so honest, so inspiring, and I'm going to talk to a couple of pastors in town and see if anybody's got the stomach to do it.
Yep.
But there's three places around the country that have committed already. So the first one, not surprisingly, is going to be in Tampa, Florida. So if you guys happen to be down there for work, maybe take a ride and go.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much.
Although
I did hear a commercial at the top of the hour that said the CDC that the 6 feet and avoid crowds is still working.
Yeah,
but it actually never worked. But
like in Michigan,
in Michigan, yeah, or like New York, or like California.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much for the call, Teresa. Yeah. I really do appreciate it.
Yep. Let's take a quick break. We've got Chris, Dean, Kevin up on deck. Make sure if you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. I'm giving the local number. We're bigger than just local. We're Rochester, Batavia now as well. 1-800-616-9236. Those of you down in South Florida listening on radio.com, iHeartRadio. By the way, folks, don't forget about our podcast released every Tuesday afternoon. If you want more of the financial guys, we're on wherever you can find podcasts, we're there. And our website, thefinancialguys.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. A lot of the stuff we talk about, we post to our Facebook page. Real quick break here, and we'll come back with your calls and questions. Line them up, folks. 1-800-616-9236.
Forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
You're listening to The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back, folks. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys. I'm not going to plug the phone number. We've got a full bank of calls, but we're going to get to them. Place where money meets politics. Need us throughout the week, folks. 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about our office in Batavia, Rochester, down in South Florida, and our flagship office here in Williamsville, New York. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS, and it's a one-stop financial shop. Independent Medicare experts, Social Security claiming experts, Ron Reinstein, Mike Hayflick, certified financial planners, chartered financial analysts, registered investment advisors, and of course, Mike Sparazza, heading up our home and auto. Over 25 companies he can help shop to save you money. And for those of you, by the way, helping a lot of people that have second places down in South Florida, condos, I know insuring some of those folks by the water is it's a tall task. And so, and he's got 20-something companies down there that he can help to save you money as well. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Before we go back to the phones, I just want to welcome Brian Janik real quick. Brian, the head of our healthcare team when it comes to helping folks out with their small, medium-sized business owners and even individuals when it comes to health insurance. Mr. Janik, how are you, sir? We got Brian? We do not have Brian. I'm gonna
put what happened to Brian?
I don't know. I'm going to put Brian on hold. We're going to sneak in. Actually, you want to play a video quick, Glenn? Sure. I know you had some videos to play.
I do. I got one right here ready and queued up. This is what I was talking about with the mainstream media. There's a narrative coming down from, I don't know, deep state, communist China, Democrat Party, you name it. I don't know where it's coming from, but clearly there is a chorus of the same thing and the same narrative being pushed in every case. This is a little bit old. This is about 3 years old, though it's not current. I'm sure somebody who's much more talented than me can go out there and pull a commentary now of all the protests or whatever you want, and with the same exact talking points. This is the media here and what they can talk about being independent. And these are local stations, folks.
Yeah, brainwashing.
I'm not talking
just
CBS, ABC, NBC.
Yeah.
These are local, not just our local affiliates, but across the country.
Mm-hmm. I am Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities, the El Paso, Las Cruces communities, Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces. Plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 This is extremely dangerous.
I mean, honestly, I could continue on and on. There's like another minute left of this, right?
Let's end it with wear your face diaper.
In all seriousness, this is where the national and the local media is now. Who is giving these folks their talking points?
Yeah.
Where is this coming from? Criticizing the media is dangerous to our democracy.
Dangerous.
Spread the message.
Yes.
Right? It's honest to gosh.
Wear your face
mask. If you were
in
communist China and you were here looking at the media, you would not be able to tell the difference.
Nope.
Which is the propaganda. They're both propaganda.
Wear your
now.
Face mask.
It's obvious.
Wear
I don't
face
know where it's coming from, but it's obvious.
Make
right?
sure
I
you
mean,
distance
clearly.
Yourself from your friends and your family.
From
wear
San
your face
Antonio
diaper.
To California to the East Coast to the West Coast to the, Minnesota to South Florida. It doesn't matter. All these local news stations, every one of them, every single one of them.
Wear your face.
What do we have now? We have, three major media corporations that own everything in this country, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's scary, folks.
Wear your face
but, of course,
wear your face
it's all on social media. That's where the misinformation is. Mm. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
don't believe anything you see
not
there.
Them.
Believe us. Because
not them.
It's not
CNN
like we go.
CNN has not been completely busted lying repeatedly by Project Veritas,
right?
Or bringing you false news or saying on video that they purposely went after Trump to help the Democrat Party to make sure Trump was not reelected.
Russia.
That was their admitted to mission when the when they thought the cameras were off.
Russia.
That's pretty scary.
Russia.
I got that montage, too.
Russia. Face diaper. Let's sneak in Brian Janik here. Brian, how are you? I don't know what's going on there, but what's new with the healthcare department, sir?
Okay, so just wanted to go over a little bit of things for our small and medium-sized companies out there that are offering employee benefits and how we can help, because you know the main reason why a company offers employee benefits is to retain and attract employees. You want to keep the good ones, and you want to, as you're growing, bring on qualified people. So a couple keys that we've come up with over the years for people with their programs is you want to have options for your employees to choose from. But then you also need to educate your employees on the options. And that's usually where a lot of companies will come up short, because they don't have the time, the manpower to do the education. And that's where we come in to say, hey, we're going to help you put together that competitive package, but now we're also going to educate your employees about it. We're going to help them get the best plan that meets their needs so that they can get the proper protection for their family. And it's not just the medical, the dental, the vision, the group life and disability that people are thinking about. We take the same one-stop shop that we have on the financial side, and we put it on the benefit side, because we do have our 401k department that takes care of the retirement plans, 401ks, profit sharing. Then we have Mike Spiraza's team, who also now takes care of all the business insurances, liability, the building, so workers' comp. So you're able to have everything you need to run your business right through our office.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, Brad, you've helped out a lot of business owners, and sometimes it's not about switching the plan, right? I mean, there's business owners out there that are working with other insurance agents, and they're just not getting the service they need. You'll look at it and say, hey, look, you're in a good spot. You're one form, and now your team's on it and can help and service and get out there and educate, right?
Yep. You don't have to make a plan change to change your broker. We can take on a current existing plan, go through it with people. They get our service right off the bat, and we start developing those long-term strategies, because that's, ideally as a company, you want these programs to be working for you.
Yep.
And educating your employees also, the other value you get from it as an employer is you're paying money for these benefits. You want your employees to know what they have.
Yeah.
Because if they start looking for another job and they don't know what type of benefits they have through the company, well, they might be looking for something and say, oh, I want this benefit. Well, they already have it. But they start looking somewhere else because they didn't think they had it.
Yeah.
Education is really key on the whole process.
That's it. All right, sir. Appreciate it. I'm assuming you're at some baseball diamond somewhere teaching kids. So we're going to let you get back at it. And thanks, Brian. We'll see you Monday,
thanks,
buddy.
Brian. Have a good weekend.
833-FIN-GUYS if you need his team. 833-FIN-GUYS. And can also help with Medicare. Turning 65, you need to think of the financial guys. Let's pound through the phone lines. Cool with that?
Yep.
We've got Marty all the way from Tampa, Florida. How are you, Marty?
Oh, very good, Mike. Hey, I just wanted to alert you. I'd like you to look this up so you can be more exact. But I believe on the 22nd of this month, and I by any means do not want to minimize or, take away from the heartache and the hurt of both families. Because no parent should have to bury a child ahead of them. But a girl in Cincinnati was stabbed, and she was 13 years old, mm-hmm. by another girl who was her former friend. Mm-hmm. And, the irony of the ages and the way they were killed is just incredible. And I'm quite sure CNN, UPS, and places like that are aware of it, yet they don't want to put anything out there.
Of course not. No, it doesn't fit the agenda.
Much.
No.
That happened within days, by the way. For all those people out there saying, well, he could have done something differently. This happened like I think like the next day or right around the same time, right? 13-year-old Ohio girl appeared in court after allegedly killing another 13-year-old girl with a
pocket
knife.
Sick. And as Gunn said before, what's going on in the family structure there for a 13-year-old girl to stab to death another girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Hey, Marty, final thoughts.
Yeah, final thoughts is, you know, God bless both families. The hurt has to be incredible. But I'm quite sure the other family surely wishes there was somebody there that could have restrained that.
No doubt. Well said. Yeah. Thanks for listening down in South Florida, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Marty.
All right, real quick break. We're going to continue with your phone calls here. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, place where money meets politics. By the way, TFG Truth, Mike Hayflick, Mike Spiraza, don't forget about their podcast. They have had some unbelievable guests on, whether it's been sheriffs across the country. They actually have John Maples, which is a candidate for the Palm Beach County Commission. And so they've got folks, I mean, really some unbelievable guests. So don't forget about TFG Truth. You'll find that wherever you can find podcasts, you know, radio.com, iHeartRadio. You can go to our website, by the way, for all that information, thefinancialguys.com. So not that our podcast is not awesome, but you can fit two into your life and in your heart. And the second one should be TFG Truth. So Mike Hayflick, Mike Spiraza, don't forget about it. And let's go back to the phones. You cool with that, Glenn?
Yep, sounds good.
If you want to hop on board, there is one line open, 1-800-616-9236. And I'm just going to go right in order. Let's welcome Chris in Hamburg. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, thank you. I just had a couple of questions for you here. I was wondering if you guys had any comments in general about the global economic reset as described by the World Economic Forum and how it may relate to the possibility of stagflation occurring and or the U.S. dollar losing its world reserve currency status.
Well, they would love to take over, you know, the world as far as, you know, controlling the monetary policy and controlling the currency and controlling everything. We have a movement afoot, folks, and I don't care what you call it, you know, the Agenda 21 or the global reset or the whatever you want to call it. This is the same threat we faced in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
It's communism.
Communism.
This is what it is.
That's
it's
right.
Redistribution of wealth.
Yep.
It's the politics of envy.
It'll be better this
it's
time.
It's turning your friends and family. I mean,
yep.
Think about all the just reflect on the last 12 months, right?
Yeah.
Think about people like Gail Bernstein literally telling you to turn in your friends and your family,
right? Right.
They're turning, you know, black people against white people,
right.
Rich people against poor people, women against men. I mean, it's everything is always about, you know, envy and you
race.
Didn't build that and somebody's holding you down and you can't get ahead. And if you got ahead, it wasn't you that you did it. Somebody else did it for you.
Yep.
This won't stop until we make it stop. People like Governor Cuomo will not give back power unless we rip it back out of his
absolutely.
Hand. And it's got to your point, Mike, it's got to start at a very, very, very local level. And we got to work our way up.
Yeah,
but
it is amazing.
It doesn't matter what you call it. But
the efforts of the left have been relentless, right? And and this communism, this cancer that's bleeding through, it is everywhere, folks. Look at the towns that you think there's no way that town there is 4-1 Republican to Democrat. So there should be conservative leadership at all levels. Yet you look at the school board. Using Alma as an example, I'm out in the Alma district. There's somebody who decided to use the school board as a platform. The school board meeting spent 10-15 minutes ranting about how if you voted and supported President Trump in his efforts to question the results of that election, you should never run, ever, ever, ever run for an office ever again. Not even think about it. I mean, this is a school board in a community that is 4-1 Republican to Democrat. And this is a place where we should be focused on the kids. The kids, by the way, that are not in school. The kids, and they're, you know, it's hilarious. You watch these school board meetings, and they bring these kids on to talk about how great things are going at home. Getting an education through online learning. Like, there's ever going to be a kid that go, you know what, to be honest with you, I'm way behind right now.
Right. Yeah. Please put me back in school because I loved it, right? I mean, come on.
Right.
It's just, but you're right. I mean, unfortunately, it's got to start locally. And sadly, you know, what they want to do is they want a full redistribution of wealth. And, of course, they're the ones that control it, right? France just eliminated air travel between places where you can take a train. Do you think that Macron is not going to fly? Do you think he's going to get into a car and drive? No. He's going to get on the plane, right? John Kerry. He's flying around the world on a private jet, lecturing us that we should be more concerned about the climate change.
That we're killing the world.
This is the same thing that happened in Venezuela, same thing that happens in Moscow, same thing that's happened in China. You have an uber wealthy. Look at Jack Ma. Jack Ma became one of the wealthiest people on the planet. Anybody heard from Jack Ma lately?
Mm-mm.
He doesn't matter how. And this is what these clowns on the left don't understand.
It's not your
wealth.
When
they're done with you, you will disappear too.
That's right.
Antifa, when they're done with you burning down buildings.
Right.
And by the way, it looks like they're about done with you folks now because the Portland mayor, Ted Wheeler, declares war on Antifa finally, right?
Finally.
I guess they don't need you anymore.
You know
right?
what? They were peacefully and a little fiery. Now they're peaceful and a lot fiery. So
Jack Ma, the one of the wealthiest billionaires on the planet who created Alibaba, he criticized the Chinese Communist Party. He
only
disappeared.
Once.
Nobody's heard from him since October or November.
Only
this
once.
This is scary stuff, folks, and it's a global movement, right? People in the World Health Organization, wait till the next pandemic happens. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's global warming that did it. No. That's not where it's coming.
They are saying that global warming was a big part of why COVID hit us.
It was. And
Andrew, by the way, Andrew Cuomo, out of his own words a few weeks ago, said, "Hey, look, I think we might be able at some point go back to not wear a mask, but only until if there's a new and another pandemic, then all bets are off." So
I tell you what, the next thing's going to happen, and watch for this, folks. Watch for the hacking of systems and the doxing of conservatives. That's coming next, okay? I'm expecting that to come any time now. That'll be the next, the big scandal, right? It'll come out. They'll never figure it out. The FBI will be on it, though. They'll investigate you, I'm sure. But watch how they start to dox conservatives and, home addresses, things like that, private information.
Yep.
This is a scary, scary movement, and we need to stop it in its tracks right now. So, again, I don't care what you call it, whether it's a global reset or whatever, but it's the same. It's the same playbook. It's the same thing. It's Marxism. It's statism. It's communism. And it ends the same way every time with lots and lots of poor people starving and a few handful of wealthy people.
Ask Venezuela. Ask Venezuela how the middle class is doing over there now.
Exactly.
Yep. Let's go back to the phones. You want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about our office out in Batavia, Rochester, Williamsville, New York, and down in South Florida. Need our help. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Let's welcome Dean in West Seneca. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, Mike and Glenn. Before I go too far, I would like to thank the both of you for what you all did for us on Dingus Day.
I want you to know that
we all enjoyed it.
Good.
And appreciated that.
Did you hear, Dean, that the liquor authority called us because there was a rumor going around the community that we had 10 cases of beer there? I couldn't believe it. And the liquor authority, the health department, you want to show up, you're welcome at our office any day of the week. I assure you we will be very prepared with cameras. We will be very prepared to ask you some hard questions that you don't have any stones to come on this radio show and talk about. But I couldn't believe it. I said, wait, let me get this straight. I said, do you know how big our office is? Like, we've got about 20,000 square feet there that we're occupying.
The fact that they're not allowing outside parades, though, is just stupidity.
We did it.
Stupidity. Dean, I'm so glad you guys had a good time. I'm so happy we were able to do that for the folks of Western New York, and I'm happy that it went off really well and we had no issues. But I mean, again, it's an outside party, folks.
It's outside. This just shows you how crazy these people are, Dean, though. We were called racist. We actually had somebody stop by and put a sign up because we were talking about having a Dingus Day party. So to have a Dingus Day party, apparently now we don't like certain people of color. I don't know. I guess we're racist because of that. It's really unreal.
Ridiculous. But I'm glad you had a good time, Dean. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We're going to do more of that, by the way. We are definitely going to continue to open up Western New York. We will not live like this.
Well, you're right. And I just have one other thing to say to the folks out there. It's called civil disobedience. This is what starts it. Okay, I haven't worn a face diaper in almost a year. It's called freedom, folks.
That's right. It's crazy, right? I mean, to think that, you know, in the United States of America, you know, if you're gonna burn down a city like Portland, you're just fine. But if you want to go into a restaurant and have a beer with your buddy without a face diaper, you blow in your neighbor is what
they act like. You're
Gail Bernstein, who, by the way, has a record amount of overtime. Once again, I mean, thank you, Stefan Mihailu, for uncovering the filth that is in our health department that is supposed to be working on a salary. And then she says, I'm going to go volunteer some time this weekend and submits her hour. She's making hundreds of thousands of extra dollars.
That's not
dollars.
Volunteering your time,
no.
By the way.
She's and by the way, if you want to get together at a Dingus Day party and have a few cases of beer, the health of liquor authority is going to call you. But if you want to go hand out Narcan and condoms,
exactly.
That seems to be just fine.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Mike. She was literally days earlier on Good Friday of all weekends, right? Good Friday of all weekends, the holiest weekend of the year for Catholics. You're going to go down to the market there and hand out condoms and Narcan. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, talk about just disrespect and being completely tone deaf. But, hey, what else would you expect from our Democrat leadership?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for the call, Dean. Really do appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, Dean. Good to see you, buddy. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm having some headphone
Sounds
issues
good.
Here. This thing's brutal.
803-0930,
*930 if you want to text us, by the way. 1-800-616-9236. I'm going to take a quick break, see if I can fix this. Oh, you know what? If I hold it over my head, the wire, this is sweet.
There you go.
If I hold it over my head, this thing seems to work really well. So
perfect.
Let me, I'm going to just.
On one foot.
I was going to say, I'm going to jump up and down and see if that helps. All right. Real quick break. I promise we're going to get to your calls. Kevin, Jerry, Brenda, you are up on deck. Financial Guys Radio Network. Don't turn the dial, folks.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930.
Alrighty, welcome back. Only a few minutes left in today's show. I'm not going to plug the number to hop on board. We got a full bank here. But if you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. Again, offices Rochester, Batavia, Williamsville, New York, and down in the Jupiter, Florida area, the Palm Beach area. And we'll continue to expand down there as people continue to leave New York State. And every 2.5 hours, somebody moving out of Western New York. Mm-hmm. Every day, 1,000 people moving into the state of Florida. Must be the weather. Hey, by the way, Cuomo accuser alleges staffer took sexual harassment training for the governor. So I was wondering why Predator Andrew Cuomo, why he sexually harassed a bunch of women.
He missed his own training.
He missed his own training. Oh. That's why.
Come on.
That's why.
Unreal. I love how these rules for everybody else.
Oh,
right?
Rules for thee, but not for me.
Grade, so New York State, for those that are not aware, if you're a business owner, you have to give your employees once a year for 1 hour sexual harassment training and any new employees within 30 days of coming on board.
Yeah.
What a ginormous waste
of time.
Of time and productivity. Mm. A couple real quick things.
We do have one, by the way. We have a training video that if you want to borrow, we actually spent some time and we put together some training videos and actually named it to really help you. So by the way, we got to update that, Glenn, because now we can add the Cuomo in.
Yeah.
But we've got the Clinton in. We've got the Spitzer. I mean, we've got all types of real life examples of how inappropriate and things that you shouldn't be doing in the workplace.
Yep.
And the Biden, we got the sniffer. I mean, we got
Wiener.
It all. So you're
Wiener,
welcome to use
Anthony
it.
Wiener, that is.
We got the Wiener. We got Anthony Wiener. That's right.
Yep.
Got it all.
Yep. Upcoming this week, it's going to be a busy week for earnings. We're kind of in the full swing of things here. So, you know, it's going to be, I would expect a choppy week because you've got, on the one hand, you've got the White House, you know, looking to dramatically increase capital gains taxes.
You're not talking about 1% or 2%.
Crush. Well, the tax receipts.
By the way, they reach for the stars. Right? I mean, you're talking about almost a 40% capital gains rate. Now, we get Republicans in, we get the, quote, Trump tax cuts, where they reduce some of the tax rates but then take away our write-offs. So
that's
most
people
were pretty much even, right? But when the Democrats come in, when these liberal nutjobs come in, they go for the stars, right? I mean, hey, let's take it from 20 to 40.
That's right.
Why not 60? Why not 80? Why don't you just
why
take
not?
All my money every
go
time I do
it.
A transaction, right?
So we got the Fed meeting this week, but they're expecting expected to defend their position on
there's no inflation.
They're letting inflation run.
No.
Lots of earnings this week. Huge earnings from Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, and Alphabet, better known as Google, all coming out this week. So it'll be a busy week, and obviously you'll have this tug of war between the president putting out the higher capital gains and higher taxes with the hopefully positive earnings on the other side. So 43.4% would be for the wealthiest taxpayers earning more than $1 million. Mm-hmm. And for those that say, well, it's earning $1 million, let me tell you something. You know, if somebody who owns a McDonald's would probably sell that franchise for more than $1 million. Somebody who owns a Tim Hortons would probably sell that franchise for more than $1 million. Most small businesses are going to be up in that million-plus range. Are you telling me they deserve to have almost half of the wealth that they have built taken?
Well, they didn't build it, man. They didn't build it. Somebody else built that for them.
That's exactly what that says. Multi-hundred point sell-off.
When you say I'm going to take 40% of the business you built, that says you didn't build it. That is zero common sense on how a business is built and how this economy runs. Zero.
Yep.
Let's welcome Charlie real quick. Charlie Spiraza, head of our life insurance department. Charlie, you can help people when it comes to saving money with life insurance. We can shop all kinds of companies to get them the best rate. But I wanted to talk to you real quickly about, you know, some of these new life insurance policies have riders that will that will help people pay for nursing homes, right? And I think that's huge. A lot of people out there have these life insurance policies, and they don't have that rider, and it probably is something they need to consider, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, look, we spend a lifetime accumulating the money that we accumulate, and to wind up losing it because they go in the nursing home doesn't make any sense. So at the very least, at least research it, take a look at it. And in addition to that, guys, you know, I know you guys are talking about taxes. Originally, they wanted to reduce the estate tax to $3.5 million. Now he's talking about bringing it back down to $1 million.
Yeah.
So anything over $1 million, you'll be paying 45% tax. That's going to clobber people.
Well, the kids don't deserve it. You build that wealth, your family doesn't deserve it. The government deserves it. They'll spend it better. That's pretty crazy, though. When you start to think about $1 million, you know, remember, the Democrats ran on, we're going to go out and get the really wealthy. Well, now really wealthy might be somebody who has a home and some cars and a 401k plan, right?
That's right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, on the good side, Charlie, what do they do? You were telling me recently about the new MEC rules and the ability to put more money away on a tax-favorable basis, right?
So now it used to cap us at a certain number. Now they just increased that to 50% more. So let's say you could put in, I'm going to make up a number, $3,000. Now you could put in 50% more than that, which means that money will accumulate tax, not only deferred, but when you pull it out, tax-free. And it may be an opportunity if you've maxed out your 401k or you're looking for another place to park money so you can get it out tax-free later. I mean, it's a great opportunity. We're going to see the software actually effective May 1st on these new programs.
Well, I can tell you, if they get some of these proposals through, if Biden gets these proposals through, we'll be having you on a weekly basis to talk about tax shelters and how to shelter your money from the IRS, that's for sure. So.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, thanks, man.
Charlie.
Appreciate it, buddy. 833-FIN-GUYS if you need our independent team's help, and I would encourage you to take advantage of folks like Charlie Spiraza and his over 40-some-odd years.
Yeah,
of expertise. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Let's stick with the phone lines here. We've got Jerry, Kevin, and Brenda up on deck. I want to go to Jerry. Actually, Jerry first in Gutsville. Jerry, how are you?
Hey, thanks. I'll just make a few points and listen to your response. You know, you say we got to stop it. I don't know. It's getting more and more to where how Rambo Jim on Bellavia's show a couple weeks ago said it's going to come down to worst case scenario, if you know what I mean. And so I'm ready. I'll put on the uniform. The other thing is, you know, when you play that montage of extremely, you know, thing against democracy, first of all, it's a republic, dimwit. And it further, I've made this point in several places, but, you know, it further cements my feeling that with the election, that there was with technology today, there was collaboration and Zoom meetings, private, confidential, how they're going to undo the President Trump, because if they all come away with this common thing that, like the mantra montage you played, It just shows how it can be done. It filters down. They send it over to the media, yep. And, you know, out it goes. And lastly, you know, this shooter, wherever they are, the stabbing lady, this, that, I'm ready for she was such a nice person.
They did that. They did that headline. Yeah. Honest to God, you can't make this stuff up. The family called her sweet and loving.
Oh, yeah.
But only a little stabby. I mean, just ridiculous.
A little stabby.
I mean, seriously.
She was sweet and loving, but she took a butcher knife to another human being.
And,
yeah.
And to your previous point about the media.
Great call, Jerry.
CNN was just busted. Admitting on tape, on camera, to saying, yes, we did everything we could to get Trump out of the White House and carry the water for the Democrat
Matt
Party.
Matt Gaetz, we're
and
setting
the
him
media
up. It's propaganda.
Wiped it out.
Matt Gaetz.
The media has a complete blackout in the media, right?
Yep.
Twitter suspends Project Veritas, and not ABC, not NBC, not CBS, not a second.
How disgusting is that, Glenn?
Crazy.
They suspend the guy who actually did the investigative reporting and busted CNN. Oh, we don't need that here.
I hope he wins his lawsuit because he's been completely blacked out of everything in the mainstream media.
Yep.
And CNN is trash.
Trash.
Absolute trash.
Trash.
I mean, busted on tape. They were asked, can you please describe how does propaganda explain to me? Oh, well, let's take a look at our reporting on Matt Gaetz for a great example of that.
Ratings,
that's
by the way.
Director.
Ratings are down. They're down 50%.
Wow.
Who is funding CNN? Like that. Ask yourself that, folks, right?
Liberal companies, if
I own a company and it continues to be down year after year after year, that company doesn't exist for very long, right?
They do in the Democrat Party.
In the Democrat Party, they do.
Look at all these energy companies and windmill companies. They've never made a penny,
A penny.
So, This is how it works in crony capitalism world, right?
Yep.
I mean, you look at the way that they do things. In fact, somebody just sent this to me earlier today, and this is really unreal. When you look at how they enrich themselves, folks, it's really amazing, right?
Well, it's disgusting. Where is it? And it's obvious.
It's obvious.
The Biden crime family.
Face.
You've got a crackhead as a son making $80,000 a year over in China. They don't care. The Obamas
care.
Are now worth $50 million, $40 million,
yep.
buying homes on the very waterfront that they told us would be underwater decades ago.
Yes.
The Clinton family, hundreds of millions of dollars flying around on their private jets. The Kerry family. And they do it, and it's so obvious, and they don't care. And the mental midgets on the left continue to put their face diapers on and say, I'll follow you. I'll follow you anywhere.
I sent out a tweet there where a girl was wearing a face mask and just had gotten her vaccine and said, I'm still wearing two masks until they tell me not to.
Good for you.
I mean, honest to God,
good for you.
I'm going to jump off a bridge while wearing a tinfoil hat because they told me to. Like, you don't have any brain at all?
No,
I mean, seriously?
No, I saw somebody driving in the car with double face masks on the way here. I thought, wow, man.
I'm still seeing people walk down the street completely by themselves with face. What are you doing?
By the way, conservatives need to step up, folks. Need to step up. Open your businesses. Tell them enough is enough. Let's welcome Kevin in Pendleton. How are you, Kevin?
You know, putting the spin on that girl with a knife is like asking O.J. Simpson, Mr. Simpson, will you ever get married again?
Well, he actually commented on that.
She's a little stabby. Little stabby.
Yeah.
Good girl, though. Sweetheart. Yeah. Sweetheart.
So when you ask him if Mr. Simpson, would you marry again? And he says, I'll take a stab at it.
I'll take a stab. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your punchline. He actually, O.J. Simpson commented and said against the basketball player there?
Well, LeBron.
LeBron. Yeah. He actually came out and said, LeBron doesn't know what he's talking about. And if anyone knows about stabbing, it should be O.J.
That's right.
Yeah, he knows.
That's right.
Too many. I think LeBron, in all fairness to him, I think he took too many rebounds on his forehead. I really think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
I see a question. What good is the leadership of the Republican Party? Listen, guys, please stop calling them Republicans. Let's make it a deal here that anytime you refer to those type of Republicans who make up our leadership, call them Republicrats.
That's a good idea. We need something better.
I love it.
Capitalism and not trickle-down economics. Right? But anyway, you guys have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Thank you.
I'm going to sneak in Brenda here, who's been patiently waiting. Brenda in Buffalo. How are you, Brenda?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, want to talk about toll roads, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to call because I'm really frustrated over the tolls. Since they went to no toll people there and everything's electronic now. And then Google, so I wanted to avoid tolls. I programmed Google to avoid tolls. Every time a mile or two down the road, she'd recalculate and try to get me back on a toll road.
Well, Brenda, that's almost impossible here in the great state of New York. So
unless you fly.
And, you know, unless you're in the Kerry family, or Cuomo actually spent like $640,000 of our tax money last year flying private. But for the rest of us, we've got to drive on these roads. But you know what? Here's the good news, Brenda. There is a clear connection between tolls and good roads. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we spend a lot of time down in South Florida because we have offices down there. And I'm telling you, the roads, there's holes everywhere. Cars are smashed in pieces. Yeah. It's a real mess. And I come back here, I look at the roads, and it's wonderful. Money well spent.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. But here's the real kicker. So I'm almost home, and one more mile, I had avoided the whole toll thing. But she got me on a toll road. Google got me on a toll road for 18 cents in my last leg on the way home. And I continued to curse her out all the way home.
18 cents? Where are you paying an 18-cent toll?
I only had, like, 1 mile to go on a toll road. I didn't.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks, Brenda.
You were so close. Thanks for the call.
So close. All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we're the Financial Guys. We'll see you next week, folks. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, thefinancialguys.com. God bless. We'll see you next week. Take care.